Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Carnita Smith with Mission from the Heart Radio, and I pray that your day has been a day of blessing, and I pray that you have had a day that glorified God as you have received blessings today. And I am grateful that you have been faithful to this broadcast, but not only the broadcast, but faithful to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is sovereign, who is totally in control of this world, of the things that are going on in this world. Sometimes it can be a dredge or a drudge to where we can get frustrated or aggravated with the things that are happening in this world. But I encourage you to not lose faith. Faith in Christ Jesus. Faith in God, who has this world totally in his sovereign control. So amen, and God bless you, that God continue to be the only true God in your life, first and foremost in your life. So amen. Before we start our broadcast, I would just like to open this teaching lesson today for good works. And we're going to look at some sweet nuggets in this lesson today for good works. But I would like to just usher up a blessing of prayer to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ before we look at scripture. So if you would prepare your heart and bow with me in prayer before we look at our lesson today. Lord God, we come as humble as we know how to say thank you, laying and making our petitions known before you. We exalt you because you are Yahweh God, God Almighty. For you have blessed us today, and you didn't have to, but you did. Because of your sovereign grace and your mercy, brand new every day, we thank you. Lord, we ask that you continue to shape us and mold us on the inside, that you would shine brightly on the outside, that others would come to know you because of the way we have chose, and that is to follow you. For Lord, you have planned this for us, children of God, to be your handiwork, your masterpiece, that we would do good works because of who we are in you. Thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to just breathe, for you are our Savior. We bless you with the fruit of our lips. We exalt you each and every day. We give you the glory for everything that takes place in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So thank you, brothers and sisters, for praying with me. And we are going to walk slowly through this lesson today, which is rich and full of scripture. So please get your paper and your notepads ready to take notes of plenty of scripture as we move forward through this lesson for good. And our foundation or our focus verse is out of the book of Ephesians, if you would make note of that. Ephesians 2, and our focus is verse 10. And it reads this way. And I would like to read the whole passage, but our launching pad for today, if you will, is verse 10 in Ephesians 2. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. I'm going to reread the verse, but I'm going to reread it in the New Living Translation also. I read it in the NIV, and I'm reading it in the New Living Translation. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do the good works or the good things he planned for us long ago. Some translations use masterpiece. Some translations use workmanship, and the point in this particular verse are several. One being workmanship or masterpiece, the other being good works, and the other being in advance. So those are my three points, if you will, for this particular lesson. One being masterpiece or, and if you would, make note, masterpiece or workmanship, depending on your translation. Point two, good works. And three, being in advance. So let's look at the whole passage. Starting at verse 1, and I will read in the NIV. And it reads, as for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath, but because of his grace, because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. So many things in this passage popped out as I reread this verse or this passage. And the more that I reread it, more is revealed to me by the Holy Spirit. Now, it is my prayer, brother and sister, that this same experience happens or takes place with inside you. Now, again, if you allow the Holy Spirit to do this for you, then it will. But you have to be willing for the Holy Spirit to operate with inside you. Now, the only way that the Holy Spirit can operate with inside anyone, they have to be born again. They have to have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And they have to have confessed to others that they are a Christ follower. In order for the Holy Spirit to operate with inside. So before we get started in looking deeper into this particular passage in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10, focusing on verse 10, I want to stop, drop, and pray right now before I move forward. And if you would partner with me, touch and agree with me, brothers and sisters, that someone would come to know Jesus Christ in the pardoning of their sins. Now, as I say in every broadcast, I do not want to assume that every listener to this broadcast, whether it be by phone line or World Wide Web, I do not want to assume that every listener is saved, a believer in Christ Jesus. So I extend Jesus Christ to the listeners every broadcast. So if you would pray with me a simple prayer of salvation, and as you can think of someone that you may want to lift up or bless with prayer of salvation, that God will continue to tug on their heart to receive him as their Savior because of the prayer of the righteous, which avails much. So let's go into prayer right now and pray a prayer of salvation for those who may not know him. So for those of you who do not know you're saved or want to receive Jesus, just pray with me and repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I come to you willing, ready, and able to accept you as my Lord and Savior. Please, Lord, come into my heart right now, for I am a sinner and I cannot save myself. I need a Savior. Lord, I love you and I confess my sin today. Please forgive me. I need you right now. Come into my heart and take over my life. I receive you as my free gift, as a free gift, Lord, because I love you. And I know that you gave your son, Jesus, for my sin. I exalt you today. I need you today, Lord. Please come into my heart. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So welcome, welcome to the household of faith, the body of Christ, the ark of Jesus Christ. So I encourage you to get into a Bible teaching church that will disciple you, and a Sunday school class or a small group that you will be discipled, and that you make sure that you would get baptized, submerged with water, and come up anew, a new believer in Christ Jesus, born again, ready, willing, and able to go and tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is alive. So amen, and thank you for accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And we're going to continue to move forward in our lesson. So thank you, brothers and sisters, for praying with me and lifting up those who have accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. This is such a blessing to do, as for it being a good work, as the church partner together and pray and intercede for others to come to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. So, amen, and thank you again. So, as we have read Ephesians chapter 2, we are focusing in on verse 10. And I want to reread it, as I enjoy doing, and I enjoy reading the New Living Translation, because it just opens the window a lot wider for me, as well as all the translations. But listen to what it says in the New Living Translation. Once you were dead, doomed forever because of your many sins, you used to live just like the rest of the world, full of sin, obeying Satan, the mighty prince of the power of the air. He is the spirit at work in the hearts of those who refuse to obey God. All of us used to live that way, following the passions and the desires of our evil nature. We were born with an evil nature, and we were under God's anger, just like everyone else. But God is so rich in mercy, and he loved us so very much that even while we were dead because of our sins, he gave us life when he raised Christ from the dead. It is only by God's special favor that you have been saved. For he raised us from the dead along with Christ, and we are seated with him in the heavenly realm, all because we are one with Christ Jesus. And so God can always point to us as examples of the incredible wealth of his favor and kindness toward us, as shown in all he has done for us through Christ Jesus. God saved you by his special favor when you believed, and you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done, so none of us can boast about it. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. And that just deepened my understanding, and I pray that it did you, reading it in the New Living Translation. And I love the points that it expresses in these particular verses. It expressed that in verse 5, starting in verse 4, but God is so rich in mercy, and he loved us so very much. I like that. He loved us so very much that even while we were dead because of our sins, he gave us life when he raised Christ from the dead. It is only by God's special favor that you have been saved. Now that, in this particular translation, just speaks volumes. It is only by God's special favor that you have been saved. Not anything we have done, not any type of work we have done, not any type of speech we have spoken or great works we have done. It is only by God's special favor that we have been saved. And so let's look at some other verses that solidify for good works. Now keep in mind, when we look at verse 10, the last word, it says, ago, long ago, in advance, which was point three. But the masterpiece or the workmanship that God created for us long ago, he created us long ago. Let's look, before I look at the long ago, I want to focus on masterpiece. And this is how, or the meaning of this particular word, masterpiece. Masterpiece or workmanship means something that has been made, a handiwork, or something that has been written or composed as a poem, just to kind of shed light on that. Something that has been made, a handiwork, or something that has been written or composed as a poem. And it also indicates that we, the church, the masterpiece of God's work, we are a poem, if you will, expressing God's infinite wisdom and divine design. Now, when I say we, keep in mind, brothers and sisters, the body of Christ, the church. Jesus is the bridegroom, the church is the bride. And when we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we become the bride. And we are God's handiwork, his masterpiece. And we were created in Christ Jesus for good works. So let's look at the good works, if you will, for good works. Now, he created us, yes, from the dust of the earth. Yes, way in the Garden of Eden, before things even took shape, before Adam even took shape as God created, there can't be creation unless you have a creator. God created man from the dust of the earth. He breathed himself through his nostrils into man that we would have life. And we would have life that would express himself. Long ago, when God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit were there creating, and the long ago was that long ago. So keep in mind that God fashioned you in the womb of your mother, and he thought about you long ago, in advance. And the work, or the good work, that God has for each and every one that are sons and daughters of God is the expression of himself coming through you. And how can he be expressed within us and come through us? It is by way of the Holy Spirit. When we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and we confess to others that we are Christ followers, that he is our salvation, then we receive the Holy Spirit, and he comes in and sets up on the throne of our heart. And when the Holy Spirit starts to clean us up on the inside out, keep in mind, if we allow him, and that's been a problem within the body of Christ, we will not allow the Holy Spirit to shape us and mold us into the image of God. We want to hold on to that sinful, soulish nature that was expressed in the passages that were read in verse 3 of chapter 2 of Ephesians. All of us used to live that way, following the passions and desires of our evil nature, in the New Living Translation. We were born with an evil nature, and that was because of the fall of man in the garden. And we were under God's anger, just like everyone else. And that everyone else meant those who have not accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. We were like that. But thank God we're not where we used to be. We have not arrived, and I tell you, we will when we lay this body down and fall asleep and we ascend to heaven. But when we were like that, we did everything that they did. But thanks be to God that we have a freeness of life, and that is through salvation, Jesus Christ. And I wanted to make that point because because when we look at the good works or for good works, it's not the work that we choose to do or we think this is what God is calling us to do. So, aided from that old nature, born again, salvation, taking on this new nature, the Holy Spirit lives with inside of us. He becomes the throne, sits on the throne of our heart. And when we not grieve the Holy Spirit or put the fire out by way of quenching the Holy Spirit, when we continue to feed on the Word of God, that the growth will take place and maturity will take place within inside of us, and the Holy Spirit will work those beautiful fruits out of us. The fruit of the Spirit, which is found in Galatians 5, 22, 23. And we know those fruit to be joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. These are the fruit that need to be worked through and out of every believer in Christ Jesus. And the body of Christ struggles with allowing the Holy Spirit to be shown through us, because the flesh and the Holy Spirit are raging war with inside of us. We have to deny our flesh daily. And that's a choice, choosing to allow the Holy Spirit to shine brightly. And this is an area that the body of Christ really struggles with. So the good work that God wants from us is not so much the ministries that we may do, not so much the serving others, and not so much the praying for the sick or maybe laying hands that healing would take place. The good works is his character, the fruit that comes out of us in spite of what we do or how we may be subjected to things. And if you would just think about Jesus, when he went to the cross, he didn't humble a word. He did not allow negative words to flow from his mouth. He did not fight back. He had self-control. He exemplified self-control. And he showed kindness. He was very patient. Even when Pontius Pilate had him flogged, he showed self-control. And his gentle and humble spirit, he exemplified that. He was faithful and loyal to the Father. His goodness tops it all. But he is peace, he is joy, and he was love walking on two feet. So, the works, the good work that we are to exemplify is what God had for us long ago. Now, our spiritual gifts open room or gives room for us to operate in. Some may sing in the choir and lead the choir as the minister of music. Some may be instrumental in playing instruments that bring praises to God, that glorify Him. Some may teach Bible study, and some may even preach the Word of God. And so many more beautiful gifts of the body of Christ. But what God created us to do long ago in advance is to allow Himself to shine through each and every man and woman of God. So let's look at 2 Corinthians 5:17. Walk with me to 2 Corinthians 5:17. And we'll read verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. All of this is from God. All of this is from God, who reconciled us to Himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to Himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. And He has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making His appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf. Be reconciled to God. God made Him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in Him we might become righteousness of God. For good works. Righteousness of God. He breathed Himself in the nostrils of created man, that we would exemplify what Jesus did on the road of Calvary. I pray and hope that with you seeing some of the pictures through the passages that we're reading, that the Holy Spirit reveals to you how wonderfully you were made in the womb of your mother. He fashioned you to be for His good work. And He did this before the beginning of time. And scriptures speak of this, as we've read in 2 Corinthians 5. Verses 17 through 21. Let's look at 2 Corinthians 4, verse 1. Therefore, since God's mercy, we have this ministry. We do not lose heart. We do not lose heart. That means when we are subjected to what we may be thrust in, some call them trials and tribulations, some call them storms, some may even call them a tsunami. That's severe. When we are in the midst of a situation or a circumstance, we are to love in spite of, joy unspeakable, peace that surpasses all of our understanding, patient, kind, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Not to lose heart. Don't quit. Hold fast. Press in. Hold on to his unchanging hand. Prayer is a gift that we use daily, first and foremost. We do not lose heart. Romans 6. Starting in verse 1. Romans 6, if you will. And we're going to look, we're going to read, start in verse 1, and I'm going to read this in a slightly different translation, but it's called the CEV. Now, in my Bible studies, I encourage you to have a good concordance, a good Bible dictionary, a good Bible that has four or three different translations, and several different ones, Amplified, NIV, New King James, King James, and it just deepens the understanding of a growing believer in Christ Jesus. And this is God's purpose, that we continue to grow and go in his grace so that we can help the weaker of the body of Christ come to full maturity and studying to show thyself approved unto God. So let's look at Romans 6, and if you follow along with me in your translation, and I'm going to read this in the CEV, which is the Contemporary English Version, and it reads this way: what should we say? Should we keep on shining or sinning so that God's wonderful kindness will show up even better? No, we should not. If we are dead in sin, how can we go on sinning? Don't you know that all who share in Christ Jesus by being baptized also share in his death? When we are baptized, we died and we were buried with Christ. When we were baptized so that we would live a new life, as Christ was raised to life by the glory of God the Father. If we share in Jesus' death by being baptized, we will be raised to life with him. We know that the persons we used to be were nailed to the cross with Jesus. This was done so that our sinful body would no longer be the slave of sin. We know that sin doesn't have power over dead people. As surely as we died with Christ, we believe we will also live with him. We know that death no longer has any power over Christ. He died and was raised to life, never again to die. When Christ died, he died for sin once and for all. But now he is alive and he lives only for God. In the same way, we must think of ourselves as dead to the power of sin. But Christ Jesus has given life to you, and you live for God. Don't let sin rule your body. After all, your body is bound to die, so don't obey its desires or let any part of it become a slave to evil. There we go again. Give yourselves to God as people who have been raised from the dead to life. Make every part of your body a slave that pleases God. Don't let sin keep ruling your lives. You are ruled by God's kindness and not by the law. Wow. That is the awesomeness of God. How he had this prepared, as we read in Ephesians. He had this prepared long ago or in advance. Ephesians 2:10, for we are his masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand in order that we would walk in them. Some of us can have ministries that we do, and we still can show that soulish man, and what I mean by the soulish man, meaning that sinful nature wants to rear its ugly head and not show the good works of God. And we have to learn, as children of light, grow to a maturity of nature that we would walk in them. And walking in them would be love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The good work which God prepared beforehand in order that we would walk in them. This comes from a regenerated nature, born again, a new creation. Let's look at Titus Chapter 2, and we'll move to 14. Titus 2, and we're going to start at verse 14. and I believe Titus gets hidden in my pages of the scriptures. And let's read this. Titus 2. Now, keep in mind that when we, I just don't want you to be confused on good works and doing good works and the good works that God had for us before we were born. The work that we do in ministry is greater works because we are working and serving others with love and compassion. And the love and compassion comes out of the fruit of the Spirit, the innermost part of our heart. We have joy doing it. We're passionate about doing it. And we're passionate about loving others in spite of and experiencing joy in the midst of a pain or a suffering and having a peace to where we won't become discombobulated. And when we can exercise kindness to those who may come at us with a bad attitude, and when we can stay faithful to our conviction in righteousness, and when we are gentle in spirit, and when we exercise self-control, not blow up. Titus 2:14. Not paying attention to Jewish myths and the commandments of men who turn away from the truth. Jewish myths and the commandments of men who turn away from the truth. And that's what I wanted us to underscore. Who turn away from the truth. And Jewish myths and the commandments of men were the religious laws that created by man. But we, as believers in Christ Jesus, are not to turn away from the truth, whereas some religious people will turn away from the truth because they crave the worldliness of their fleshly desires. We are to hold fast to the truth, which is the good works of the Holy Spirit that are to be worked out of us, through us. The good works do not turn away from the truth. It can be easy to turn away from the truth because when we're doing ministries or when we're doing good works, we can get tired and discouraged because of our surroundings, or maybe because of what we may have heard or laid our eyes up on. But Scripture tells us, don't be like them who turn away from the truth. Be zealous for good works. Press in, persevere,
building character with inside
that we never turn away from the truth. The zealousness of our work, of our love, of our joy will be a light to a sin-sick world. It may be right there in your work at your job. You can be that one light that shines when everybody else has taken a negative attitude. So what if they're going to lay off people at the office? Do not turn away from the truth. We are to love in spite of, experience joy, exercise a peace that leads to kindness, that allows goodness and gentleness to come forth, that reveals your faithfulness to Christ Jesus, the Word of God. And self-control draws people to Him, capital H-I-M, Jesus Christ. Ephesians 2 and 10 clearly says, for we are His masterpiece. He created you in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand in order that you would walk in them. You would walk in them daily. You are His workmanship. You have been composed like a poem expressing God's infinite wisdom and divine design. God's workmanship. Do not turn away. Hold fast what He prepared in you in advance, long ago, will always shine forth as a light of a city who sits on a hill. Brothers and sisters in Christ, I pray that we will man our position, not cower back, not live wayward or straddle a fence, if you will, hot one day, cold the other, lukewarm somewhere in between. No. We are to be a light, a masterpiece that He is cherishing, that we would allow His expression to come out of us, through us, that others would be drawn into Him just as we were drawn into Him. And the sickness of the world has become a virus. And we have to pray without ceasing, calling all the saints to bow and pray that others will come into the ark of salvation. I pray that you understand the point and the power of the Word of God. And I pray that this teaching has shown you how the Master who has created you, being the masterpiece,
that he prepared long ago for you to do good works, has revealed or blessed your soul today. This brings me to the end of this particular teaching for good works. Continue to pray for the laborers, for the work is plenty, but the laborers are few. As we continue to grow and go in grace, Jesus commanded his disciples to go. And that's what we are to do. Go and allow the beauty of God to shine through you. Well, this brings me to the close of this particular broadcast, and I'm so forever grateful for the faithful listeners of Mission from the Heart Radio. I encourage you to share this with others in your influence or circle of influence, and that you continue to pray and continue to feed and hunger, crave and thirst for the beauty of God's Word, that you will lend the others who are weaker in the faith, that you would render help to our brothers and sisters in Christ. Always remember that the grass wither and the flowers fade away, but the Word of God, it will remain forever and ever. God bless you, and thank you for your faithfulness.